Welcome to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Hi, everyone. John Kane here in the studio this evening. Coach Fred Smith joining me. And on the line, our first guest, Andrew Crawford, the men's soccer coach for the Siena Heights University Saints. Hey, Coach Crawford. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Doing well. Happy New Year.
All right. Hey, Fred, Fred's always got something. Yeah, I mean, you even wrote some stuff out this time.
Yeah, well, you know, you got a proper preparation prevents poor performance, right, John? Hey, Coach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Fred?
Hey, hanging in there. And first of all, you know, I think you just completed your fourth season as our head coach after, you know, many years of coaching and playing experience. What's the thing that surprised you most 4 years looking back at of trying to get Saints back to the level that you experienced as a player here?
I don't know if it really surprised me, but the level of the WAC is very good. And, you know, each year I feel like we get better and we still have a hard time closing gaps because everybody else is getting better at the same time. So I think that's the biggest thing is just the level of play in the WAC from top to bottom is very good, and we're still trying to learn how to win the tight games and figure out those, you know, the ways to get those points that are needed, because the 2 years we've missed the playoffs, we've missed them by 1 point.
You know, if you look back at your season this year, you were 3-1 non-conference, 2-1 against the always historically tough Crossroads Conference. Did injuries or what? You know, what was the big difference? You lost a couple close ones at the start, or was there any changes in your team? From that early on, good start.
We lost a key player in our second game of the season. Went down and actually ended up missing the rest of the season. Gaiska Zandio, who was kind of like our defensive center midfield, tall, very good in the air, not a flashy player, but did all the dirty work. And we had a hard time replacing him and finding that the right chemistry to, you know, he was basically the link between the defenders and the midfield. And like I said, did a lot of the dirty work so the guys in front of him didn't have to defend as much. And that was a big loss for us. When it happened, you know, we knew it was going to be a big loss, but I didn't realize how hard it was to find someone that could do all the little things that he did and did so well.
As you're looking at the new year 2022 and your season has ended, and certainly I know for people that coach in semester one, you know, they kind of get their guys through the grades and look through a season of spring season of some competition and some training. What are your expectations for your program in this fall?
For the fall or through the spring?
Actually, through the spring to next fall.
So the biggest thing is we're losing several key players to graduation this year. So the spring will be getting the younger guys improved so they're ready in the fall to take on your bigger roles within the team. A lot of guys will be, you know, have to start that haven't started, or you know, hopefully we'll get enough improvement from a lot of guys that the competition level will be high for all those open spots. And then, of course, with the recruiting class that I'm putting together, we're always looking to, you know, add depth everywhere and really looking to get them to have to compete for their time, because the harder it is, you know, in practice, the easier the games become, because if it's difficult to play in practice as you're playing against quality players, and the games almost become easier.
You know, one of the things that's been a major trademark of yours is that I can't remember exactly the number the last time you're on the show, but we really raised our international numbers at Siena involved in soccer. And that obviously hurt us, I think, in year two and three because of the issues of them getting back in the country. But as you look forward, you know, where is the bulk of your recruiting taking place right now?
Well, you know, we do obviously have quite a few internationals that I'm talking to, but a lot of Michigan-based players that we've either already signed or going to be signing in the next week or so. You know, Allen Park, Brighton, you know, and those kind of places. I've also got a recruit coming in from Texas and one from California this year, which is new for me to reach out to states that are, you know, not Indiana and Ohio. So, you know, just looking forward to getting some more diversity and, you know, obviously they're talented players. So to add that to the mix and, you know, get everybody on the same page in the spring and then obviously early fall, hit the ground running and be ready to go and add those pieces in and see how it all goes together.
The good news is something you mentioned earlier, that many of your kids are graduating. So I'm sure you're very proud of that. What teams will be favored in the WAC next year?
I think Indiana Tech, regardless, they've lost their head coach this year or last year, right at the beginning of the year, but they had a team put together that was very good. They haven't lost a WAC game in 3 years, so
Wow. They're
still going to have to be the favorite, I would think. University of Northwestern Ohio is always a tough team. LTU had coming off a great season where they improved a lot. Madonna's always a good team. Aquinas is a good team. You know, Lord, like I said, everybody's getting better. So, you know, our goal is to get into that top half of the WAC and certainly into the top four of the WAC. But we have a lot of work to do because, like I said, everybody seems to get better, even though we're getting better. You know, it's hard to make up that ground just because the other teams are doing the same thing we're doing.
You know, two questions here, and the first is a quick one. And I should have kept track, and I didn't. How did Tech and the other representative, I think we had two representatives in the national tournament, how did they do in the national tournament?
Well, Indiana Tech was actually our only bid this year. With Cleary not playing, we only had one bid, and we were surprised that we didn't get another one because Lawrence Tech and Uno and Aquinas were all right in that mix of possibly getting an at-large. But Indiana Tech lost in there was 10 teams left. They lost on penalty kicks to the team that lost in the national final.
Wow.
So, you know, I think they ended up the season ranked sixth or seventh in the country. You know, they're a very, very good side. Definitely the best team we saw all year. And that's kind of the measuring stick, you know, for us is how close can we get to them?
You know, you had mentioned just for our audience that Cleary did not play for probably a variety of reasons. Certainly COVID is hopefully at some point we won't spend any more portion of the show talking about it. But that left our league probably with less than 10 teams, which eliminated our second bid, correct?
Yeah, so you need 12 to have the second bid. And
12,
with Cleary out, we were sitting at 11. So it definitely hurt University of Northwestern Ohio, which would have received that automatic second bid had we had the 12 teams.
Well, you know, when you first came to Siena and had a great career, and I know you were away for many years, but one of the big changes that has happened in the WAC conference, and specifically to Siena Heights, is that programs in the Detroit area, such as you mentioned Lawrence Tech, Madonna had just got going about when you had left, and Rochester, even U of M Dearborn, in my opinion, has really hurt because we used to get so many suburban Detroit kids, and now we have to fight them through those schools that are a lot closer. How have you seen that in terms of competitively recruiting against those schools?
Yeah, it definitely made it harder. You know, just last year I lost two players to one of those schools you mentioned because it was closer to their house. It was, you know, they could live at home, so it made everything less expensive for them. And they were two quality players, so it has definitely made it more difficult. The nice thing is that I get along with all those coaches, so we actually had an ID camp over between Christmas and New Year up here in this area with Lawrence Tech and U of M Dearborn because we all are recruiting the same kids, so it gave us an opportunity to get a bunch of kids at the same area. And now we just have to, you know, I've got to do a better job of recruiting those kids than Samson and Will Dyer, so...
Well, you know, that's good to hear because really that's how it should be. Those guys are, you know, even though we certainly want to beat them, they're in the coaching fraternity, and that's great that you developed those strong relationships. My last question will be in terms of numbers. I've seen that you've, you know, the size of the program has grown much larger, and you've had, you know, a JV program. Now, have you had trouble getting games for those JV teams?
Actually, I haven't. There's quite a few teams inside the WAC that also have reserve programs, so we try to double up and play them, you know, like a doubleheader varsity reserves. But there's also a lot of other schools, like in the Crossroads and different places that reach out to me. I actually have to turn away reserve games because I could do 40 if I really wanted to, but which is a nice thing. So it's given, you know, extra players opportunities to go to college and play and continue to develop. And, you know, like we do with our reserve group, is we're hoping, or at least I'm hoping, that they're going to eventually develop themselves into varsity starters and players. And, you know, given that opportunity with the reserve teams, which a lot of schools don't have or have, certainly it didn't have in the past, you know, it opens up a lot of avenues for a lot of players that are good players that maybe aren't quite ready for that varsity level, but now have an opportunity to go grow, see what college soccer is about, and figure out how to become an integrate part of a school's program.
Well, Coach, I got a couple of questions. I know Coach Smith didn't really want to mention this again in the program, but just, you know, what we have seen, I mean, this is not really a time to let anyone take their foot off the gas from what happened last year to what we're already seeing, you know, at the end of this year and what's going on now, what people see nationally, you know, as far as football, bowl football games being canceled, a lot of college basketball games being either postponed or canceled, both men's and women's play. So, like I said, it's not really a time to take your foot off the gas. You still got to be awful careful about what's going on around you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're certainly cognizant of everything that's going on, not only in, you know, in and around Adrian and the state of Michigan, but countrywide and worldwide. You know, it's been almost two full years now that this has been going on, and, you know, it seems like it's never going to end, and it gets better and then gets worse and gets better and gets worse. But, you know, hopefully we're getting to a point where we're not going to see any more of the variants, and, you know, enough people will be, you know, either herd immunity or, you know, be vaccinated and all those things, and we'll get back to life as close to normal as what we remember a couple of years ago.
And because, you know, based on last year, the program did not have a situation. So you have those protocols and that experience still to rely on, but certainly not only for your own, for the own Siena Heights program, but for the league as well. You don't want to wind up into another situation like Cleary last year, and it can cost you a team in the postseason play.
Yeah, and Siena Heights has done a great job of, you know, they've got a pandemic team on campus that they meet all the time. You know, new protocols coming out to try to keep the students and the faculty and everybody in the Siena community safe and healthy. So, you know, they've done a great job, and it can be inconvenient for the athletes at times, you know, having to test however many times, you know, three times during the season for us and once during the off season and things like that. And it can be an inconvenience, but in the overall scheme of things, you know, to take 10 minutes out of your day once in a while to go make sure that you're healthy and you're keeping people around you healthy, and it allows everybody to continue to play their sports. And, you know, that's what they went to school for, to, you know, for us to go through another shutdown, a complete shutdown, and players and students losing their seasons because of this would be a terrible thing. So, you know, hopefully, and I know our guys are very good about, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. We've had very few cases within the team, especially during the season, you know, and hopefully everybody else is being diligent with what they're doing. So, you know, every other sport can get their season in without any issues.
Well, okay. So at this point in the calendar year, what's the team involved with as, you know, we begin to progress through the second semester of this academic calendar?
Yeah, so starting next week, we'll do some just agility, you know, speed and agility stuff, a little bit of, you know, plyometric work for the month of January. And then we hope to get outside in February if the weather cooperates, and we can get out on the turf and do some outdoor training. So it's much different, you know, second semester than the first semester, because, you know, we have a couple scrimmage games that we've got set up, but other than that, it's a pretty laid back schedule compared to the fall for us. So, you know, I think it's a time that, you know, the players can be students, you know, and get to do some of the things that they probably have to miss during the season because we're traveling and doing all those things. So they can enjoy the school atmosphere a little bit more and attend other sporting events and, you know, do all those things. So our schedule's not super hectic in the off season for us, but we do enough that, you know, they're still active and they're, you know, 3-4 times a week they're still getting together as a group and you know, getting the things done that they need to in order to be ready for the fall.
And is this the time of the year that normally, if they wanted to choose that option, they'd be taking a larger class load?
Yeah, a lot of the players do that. You know, they may do 12 credits in the fall just because it is a hectic schedule, and then shoot up to 18 or 21 in the spring because they know they've got that extra time to do their homework and, you know, go to extra classes, and they don't have the travel and the practice every day that they normally have.
Well, you know, we've got somebody that's coming up after you on the show. His name is Jacob, and the only thing I got for a last name was Wojo.
That's his nickname. So it's Wojciechowski, but you can call him Wojo. That's the players, I don't even think, know his first name. So, you know, he just goes by Wojo, and everybody will know who you're talking about.
So what can you, as we kind of preface that segment, what can you tell us about Wojo and on as far as the team goes?
Well, he's a goalkeeper for us. He started most of our varsity games last year. It was his first year as a varsity goalkeeper. He had played a couple years as a reserve goalkeeper. Extremely hardworking player, very well liked by all his teammates. You know, I don't think there's anybody that would say a bad thing about him. He's that kind of kid. Very good in the classroom. Very well spoken, you know, just a super nice kid that, again, works extremely hard, always wants the best for the team first. And, you know, he's kind of one of those, he's the coach's dream. You know, he doesn't complain. He comes in and works hard. He does everything he can to help the team. And you never have to worry about his grades or anything else or him getting in trouble.
So can when we talk to him on the next segment, can we tell him he's the coach's dream?
you can.
Well, I was just checking. We probably won't do that, but I was just checking, just in case. How long has he been in the nets for the Saints?
He's 3 years he's been there. So he did 2 years of reserve and then, again, was the varsity starter for most of the season last year. So he's still technically he's got 2 years left with the COVID year. So we'll see. I mean, I'm sure he'll graduate early. He's that, you know, he's that smart with probably 7 degrees and go, you know, cure some incurable disease or something, whatever he's going to do with his life, because he's a super smart, driven kid.
Coach, this Coach Smith again. How many goalkeepers do you keep or do you like to have on your roster with the varsity and reserve team?
With having reserves in varsity, I prefer to have 4 goalkeepers, so we've got 2 for each team. The last couple years, because of all the COVID stuff, it's been interesting. We've had 2 or 3, and I'm hoping that, you know, we'll get back up to 4 for next year. Just because it's nice to have that backup. You like to have the competition within, you know, each team for sure. But also it gives you options. Last year we had some injuries and, you know, we were down to 1 healthy goalkeeper at one time. And, you know, you just never know, you know, he's 1 play away from having to throw in a field player to play in goal.
You know, Coach, one last thing. I know we got to get moving here, but one of the things we noticed with our football team in talking to Coach Cone is a number of players kind of try to – many of them, because it's the first semester that your sport is in, they come back for that 5th year. Some of them, and a lot of his kids, actually go to grad school and graduate. Has that phenomena reached your program yet, or is it just given that just through your 4th year, it's too early to tell?
Well, we did have a few players that came back, and they were fortunate enough to get that COVID year back. Because they did have some school to finish up, so they were able to play last year as a, you know, a 5th-year senior, which helped us. But also, you know, it was good for them to have that normalcy in school and not have to, you know, just be a student when they're used to being part of the team. So they were able to get the full experience and finish up that way. And I've got a few next year that could, you know, stick around and do some grad work, you know, and play or whatever they're going to do, that they haven't really made up their minds yet. If they're just going to graduate and go hit the workforce or grad school, or stick around at Siena and do all that.
You know, I got one more quick question. You said at one point you were down to just 1 goalkeeper. Does that necessitate, necessitate rather, perhaps you turning down JV contest matches because you don't have, is that too much work for the goalkeeper to do both?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you brought it up because we did have to cancel one of our reserve games because it was the weekend after our goalkeeper got hurt on the Wednesday. We were down to 1 healthy goalkeeper. We were supposed to play on Sunday. And I told the coach, I said, there's no way we can play this game. I can't take a chance of having my varsity goalkeeper get hurt, you know, and then being down to none.
Well, we want to thank you so much for being on the show, and we want to wish everyone connected with the Siena Heights University men's soccer program all the best in the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, have a great spring, Coach, and I look forward to catching up with you.
All right, thanks, Red.
All right, Wojo's on deck. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine.
If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. With us on this segment is Jacob Wojciechowski, or a.k.a. Wojo. Hey, Wojo, are you here? Can you hear us? Thanks for being on the show.
I'm here. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Okay. You know, we just got done talking to your coach. He had some nice things to say about you. That was nice of him, right?
I'm very honored, yes. I'm very honored. Because
he says nice things about you all the time in practice. That's what I heard. Coach Smith has got some questions for you.
Hey, Wojo, it's nice to meet you. I don't know if I ever have met you, but... sounds like, you know, you've really grown within the soccer program at Siena. Now, you went to, was it Milford Lakeland High School?
Yeah, I was at Lakeland High School.
Okay. And how'd you hear about Sienna?
Actually, I just started looking out for other schools. I sent probably 20, 30 schools emails looking to play soccer, and Coach Crawford is one of the ones that got back to me. So that's honestly where I started my communication with him.
You know, in your bio on the website, it says you major in environmental science and environmental engineering. So tell me about your academic career at Sienna.
Yeah, so that was one of the reasons why I ended up going to Sienna, because I was looking to do go into the environmental field, and they had a really good program for that. So I have been taking a lot of classes. They're starting to get more fun, more interesting, and more involved in the environment and just learning about how you can actually make a change in the world. And we're starting to finally get into the basis of the engineering classes, which has also been a blast to get into.
So, you know, what type of, job or profession are you aspiring to?
The super goal would be something along the lines of working in the automotive industry, about having those solar vehicles, or even something like solar panels, or just anything that's related to energy, being able to get into the field where you're kind of getting rid of the gas in the vehicle and moving on from there.
Now we'll lighten it up a little bit, and I'm going to ask you this question. What was your big adjustment to coming to college, both academically and soccer-wise?
One big adjustment was, obviously, academically, I was all on my own, starting off. So I didn't have my parents telling me, get my homework done and all those things. So I had to take it upon myself this time and get it done on my own. But I've had a super good group of friends, and getting homework done with them and doing group study sessions. And then for the soccer-wise, a big adjustment was we were practicing almost every day, and it was a lot of hours that you got to put into it that I never really thought that would have to put into it. But it was a lot more than I actually thought it would be.
So, talk about your performance this past fall, and what do you hope your team, because it sounds like you're a team leader, what goals are you putting together in the off season towards next season?
Yeah, I think we did pretty well this season. I was proud with how our team performed. Obviously, would have hoped to get into the playoffs, but you're always going to look into that next year. And just as a team, the people in front of me played really well, so it made my job easier on the games. I had to make less saves, which I couldn't think more. And for next season, I haven't stepped or been at a playoff game. So the end goal is to just get into that playoff and be able to play one of those games.
Where do you think the Saints have to improve to do that?
I think it's just a collective effort in all. We have the talent, and I think we just got to get more on the same page, more working together, and we got to just start really building that team chemistry. Because as you were talking with the coach, we have a lot of different diversity and different backgrounds, and we're really just trying to get us all on the same page and just be able to do it together as a team rather than individually.
And I guess that's what this off season will be for then. We'll be trying to, create that. You've heard enough of it up in Ann Arbor until a week ago, but and that is how their, team came together. And as being one of the leaders, that's something that another demand on your time, it sounds like,
Yeah, that's one of the big things that obviously during the off season we'll probably get together a lot, and we're going to be doing workouts, and we'll probably hang out as a bunch of the team. So those are the small things that will get us more to that goal.
Well, Joe, I got a couple of questions. My first one, you know, as an environmental engineer, I grew up with six sisters. Do you got any advice for me on perhaps changing my environment slightly? Can you help me with that at all?
That's something I don't exactly know much about. I mean, I don't have a brother, but...
Well, you know, I had an opportunity, so I had to ask you the question. But my main question is, we talked in the first segment with Coach Crawford, and he mentioned that one of your main midfield defenders was injured, and the team had a little bit of an issue trying to fill that spot. So, I mean, everybody's crucial to the squad, right? And it's very important that everybody stays as healthy as they can be.
Yeah, no, that's one of the challenges is with playing as much as we do and training and playing all the games that we do. It's key to keep our bodies in the right shape, and that's one of the great things about Siena, that we have a great training staff, and we have all the options of things like ice baths and heating ourselves, and just any type of physical therapy is offered. So that's one of the key things that we have, which is pretty awesome as a program to have.
Who's the guys that are in front of you? I'm sure, you know, you guys have got to be like super on the same page from the standpoint that you've got to know how, you know, the guys, especially the guys that are closest to you defending, are going to do what they're going to do in certain situations that are going to allow you the best chance to make a save if a ball comes on net?
Yeah, that's one thing about communication that's super key. And it starts with me, and then it goes to the next line, the line after that. And that's one of the biggest things is we've had a couple goals this season where it was simply just a miscommunication between me and a defender or something like that. And that starts on my side. So that's definitely something that we can improve on. But out of a lot of the defenders that I have in front of me, I'm super close with them. Most of them are in the same class as me. So we hang out all the time, and I think that also really helps us.
This is Coach Smith again. I want to ask you just kind of a quick question. Who do you think Siena Heights' biggest rival is now in soccer, the game you look forward to playing the most?
Obviously we always want to beat the really good team. So whenever we play Uno, and like this year we were tied 0-0 or 1-1. I mean, those are always the games that we want to win. But for some reason, whenever we play Concordia, they're always gunning after us. So that's always a fun match. We're always kind of getting in our heads, and we're doing the same thing. So it's always a fun game to play. It's very aggressive, and it's fun to just get in that game and see how it goes.
Well, I suppose you guys must talk to the football team a lot. I mean, you both play in the fall, but the football team is kind of feels the same way about Concordia too.
Yeah, I guess they just got something out for us.
Okay, so do you have? You already talked about your plans. Do you know if you're going to play beyond this season?
I'm not 100% sure. I know I have that fifth year, but I am scheduled to graduate on time, so I'm not exactly sure. But if the opportunity can come and I can maybe somehow get another major out of it or something like that, then there's always a possibility. But I'm unsure at the moment.
Well, Joe, I really appreciate you coming on the show here with us this evening. Want to wish you the best of luck, you know, in your soccer career, and hope that all your games are what I call Schneiders. That's a shutout.
Yeah.
Hope you get all the I hope you get all the shutouts.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, congrats, and keep up the work both academically and athletically, and we'll look forward to watching you next year.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jacob Wojciechowski Wojo, and we're going to be back with our final segment right after this here on Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benin Casa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benin Casa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Well, on this particular segment, we have a Siena alum. I'm a little familiar with this guy. He, well, yeah, soccer player, likes to run, Sam Skills. Hey, Sam, you out there?
I'm out here. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for being on the show. Before I let you get to Coach Smith, of course, I'm familiar with Sam because Sam's father and I grew up across the street from one another. That's how that happened.
Legendary stories.
Yeah, there are a few stories. But, you know, Sam, when you're doing those 50 and 100-mile runs, you know, do you ever get bored and have somebody roll in a soccer ball to kind of kick it along as you go? I'm just kind of curious if you ever do that.
You know what? It's crossed my mind just to take the mind off the discomfort. But, no, it's never happened. Maybe we'll try to do that one of these times.
All right. Well, Coach Smith has got some questions for you.
Hey, Sammy. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you, Coach?
Good. Hey, you know, it's just awesome to have a true Siena Adrian legend on our program tonight, and you are that, my friend. Probably hold the distinction of not being only the greatest Adrian high school soccer player ever, but the greatest Siena Heights soccer player and one of our greatest athletes ever. So the first question I have for you, talk about the highlights of your career at Siena Heights.
Oh, boy. You know what? There's so many, but I'll tell you, and what really solidified this was just earlier tonight. You know, I've met a group of guys there that we still stay in touch and talk all the time. And the highlight of Siena Heights were the relationships that I made through, you know, through soccer and through track, but especially through soccer. You know, like I say, BJ Horn and I, we've been best friends since, you know, before middle school. And we linked on with, you know, about seven other guys in our time there at Siena, and they've become lifelong friends. So, you know, the relationships that we built and started and didn't even realize would end up lasting to be lifelong relationships were the highlights to soccer at Siena for me.
You know, that class of 97, I think that's when you graduated, because you graduated with my daughter. You know, you guys had just a tremendous athletic class, and you, Sean Carlson, Brian Jeffrey, all ended up back at Siena, you know?
Right.
And
right.
That was the unique thing about it, because you, I think, had signed at, now it's called Missouri State. It was Southwest
right.
Missouri.
Yep. And, Southwest Missouri State back in the day.
Right, now in Springfield. And I guess, you know, my question is not so much about your exploits in soccer. When did you know you were a NAIA national class runner? How did that come about?
That came about through Josh Wonders and Coach Bauer. And I don't even know. I think Bauer kind of put Josh. So Josh Wonders at the time was a grad assistant. He'd finished up his eligibility and he was helping out. So he, after, I don't remember if it was my sophomore or junior year, but he started talking to me during the soccer season about, hey, you should come out after the season and check it out and, you know, run with us a little bit. And so I did. And I remember the first time I went out there, I went out to Heritage Park and, you know, we went running along and I kept up pretty well, and we got done, and I remember Josh saying something to the effect of, man, you got to run. I said, well, what are you talking about? He's like, well, it wasn't a tryout, but I was trying to see if I could drop you, and you wouldn't go anywhere. You definitely can fit in on our team. So that's kind of where that came from.
Well, you know, it really grew, you know, really. If you and you were, I think, with a relay, I don't know, I think you were, I don't mention All-American, I can't remember, but. Did you run in high school at all?
I did. So, and you know what? One of my regrets, and I guess this is a message to all the those young athletes out there is specializing in soccer too early. What I did, and I don't regret everything that happened in soccer. I think it was a blessing and it was wonderful. But I got too caught up in thinking I needed to play soccer year-round. So after my sophomore year in high school, I stopped playing basketball. I didn't even run track until my senior year. So I ran in middle school, and then I didn't run track until my senior year. And I was a sprinter, so I did the 100, the 200, and the 400. So the whole world of middle distance running, which I ended up being at Siena, was foreign to me. And I can remember Coach Bauer trying to convince me that I should be a miler, and I thought that was just ridiculously too far, and there was no way I could run a mile or race a mile. And it's kind of ironic today with things I'm doing, but yeah, that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, that and tell everybody while we got a chance, you know, what are you doing now in terms of, we all know you're the all-star principal up in Lincoln School, but I'm talking competitively.
So, I mean, you know, I've been lucky enough. I'm an elite level runner from, you know, the ultra marathon up. So anything past 26.2 miles up to 100 miles, I like to run. But I mean, really, I like to race and compete at every distance from 5K up to 100 miles. You know, in the mountains, on the trails, on the track, and you know, I've kind of made a little bit of a lifestyle of it and started a business called Run Skill. So yeah, it's been nice.
That's congratulations, Sam. You know, you talked about specialization, and I know my nephew's son, Eric, son Aiden, who,
right?
You know, there's a guy that is probably one of the best soccer players in the county and one of the best, you know, distance runners in the county, and he has the opportunity to do both. And that's
cool. One of the best kids in the county.
Yeah, But in that, I think that's that is what you're saying, is have that opportunity.
Absolutely, Coach. I think I couldn't stress that enough. I mean, and you know, hindsight's 20/20. So you know, sitting here at 43, it's easy to look back and see those things. But you know, when you're caught up being a kid and really wanting to do well at one thing, you can get those blinders on. And you know, experiences and relationships are what it's all about in life. And you know, I think I missed out on some of that by not continuing. I don't know if I would have been a varsity basketball player, because we had a heck of a basketball program at Adrian High. But, you know, definitely with track. And I wish, you know, I would have run cross country and done both cross country and soccer and track at Siena if I could have done it too. So I think for kids, and everyone's different, so I'm not saying this is exclusively for everyone, but I think as long as you can and as long as you enjoy the activities that you're in and they're positive and they're feeding into your spirit and your soul, I think you should keep doing it as long as possible.
You know, academically, Sam, I mean, we could have you on this whole hour. I really mean it. You're such a – you've had so many accomplishments. But academically, I know you're – father and education. Did you think you were going to go into education, or how did that happen?
You know, I always thought I would. So, you know, my dad was a 30-year teacher out in Onsted, and some of my fondest memories growing up were the times when Adrian schools didn't have school and Onsted did, and I would go up and sit in on his classes and participate in his PE classes. So I always knew that was something I really loved, the connection and seeing how much he enjoyed teaching and mentoring and building the relationships with the kids. You know, when I first went to school, I always thought too, well, you know, I kind of like business. So what I did was, to start out, I did business education. So I kind of got the best of both worlds. But yeah, I pretty much knew from a young age that that teaching and education was where I wanted to be.
You know, you talk about ironic and full circle. I come to your school once or twice a week because I pick up my daughter, my granddaughter, Aniston. And what amazes me, and I do watch you, you know every kid's name. How do you do that? I mean, is that something you'd practice or what?
Well, got to think though. I only have to figure them out, their names, when they're kindergartners, and then you know, as long as I can commit them to memory, I've got it until we, you know, we kick them out in fifth grade. So that's only about, you know, 60 or 70 new names a year. But no, I think I do pride myself in that, and I think it's very important because I think that the more, you know, in schools these days, it's so much more about teaching kids academics, testing, and all those things. I mean, we got to the kids' hearts and show them that we care and love on them, you know, in society today more than ever. So I think as much as we can as adults that work in schools get to know kids and have those personal relationships and build the chemistry with them, I think it really it means a lot for their lives because, you know, going forward, they got to know people are in their corner. And I think the more that we can encourage and let kids know that, you know, they can be successful and they have adults that will support them at the school level, the better off they're going to be.
You know, Sam, I first really got to know you back after I was fortunate enough to be a cancer survivor, and I went to Pump and Pray, and you were a high school kid, Gary Gray put on for all of us. And I remember watching it. What a great and hardworking athlete. I couldn't believe it. Now I knew why all those LCS kids were so strong. Do you still lift at all?
You know what I do, now it's more body weight stuff, push-ups, pull-ups, crunches, core. I did just start to get into some more strength training, but that's been something I've enjoyed doing forever. So yeah, it's a part of what I do, you know, several times a week. I mean, running obviously is my biggest form of exercise, but yeah, I do enjoy strength training as well.
You know, I'm going to turn you back to the voice of Lenawee County Sports, but I just want to tell you how proud we are of you at Siena, and you're a living example of positivity, and I just appreciate all you've done for our community. So congrats again.
Well, thanks. You know what, I tell you what, I think the biggest thing about Siena is that so many people are able to be successful there because there's so much support. So it's a special place in that you never have to do anything alone. And in that atmosphere, you've got a whole bunch of people from teammates to professors to administrators that are rooting for you and helping you along the way. So it's an easy place to be successful at, Coach.
Well, Sam, we're running out of time, but I got one question for you, okay?
What do you have?
All right. Can you tell me, from all your competitions, your 100-mile runs, your sports career, competitions, practices, what to running after kindergartners on the schoolyard, how many times have you run around the globe?
You know what? I don't even know. I bet you Tom McNaughton would know how many times I have run around the globe because he is mathematician, statistician extraordinaire in the running group. So I honestly don't know how many times I've spun around the world. Really no clue. I don't keep track. I mean, I keep track of things, but I don't keep a track year by year. So I will have to figure that out and get back to you at some point.
Well, Sam, thanks for being on the show. We just went a little bit overtime. Thanks for being on the show. Want to wish you and your whole family, everyone connected, the best in the future.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show for this evening. Saints Sports Weekly. Join us once again next Monday at 6 p.m. for Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.